welcome to the Diva Shop Podcast.
Hello everyone, it is Tuesday, May 14th of 2013. I'm sorry it's been a while. For the Diva role, I am going to do something a bit different. I'm still going to do regular written blogs, but I also want to include vlogs, like YouTube channels and such. So for the Diva role, today I'm going to include two YouTube channels that I subscribed to recently that I'm really liking. And also for the segment after that, I'm going to discuss a review of a brush set I recently got. So let's go ahead and get into the Diva role. Okay, the first YouTuber I want to talk about is Jaclyn Hill. She does really, really neat tutorials, and of course, I'm sure it probably helps that she's gorgeous. she's very pretty, has amazing green eyes, but she also does some really neat tutorials. But that's Jaclyn Hill 1, it's J-A-C-L-Y-N, Jaclyn Hill 1, youtube.com/Jaclyn Hill 1, and that's the number one, not it spelled out. So that's one. The other one is Make Your Mark Montano. It's Mark Montano and youtube.com/Make Your Mark Montano. And he does amazing DIY tutorials for all kinds of things. Some of it is home decor, but some of it is also fashion related, jewelry and clothes and stuff, and he does some pretty cool stuff. So yeah, that one's youtube.com/makeyourmarkmontano, and the other one is youtube.com/jaclynhill1, and that's Jaclyn, J-A-C-L-Y-N. So yeah, definitely check those out. Okay, now for the reviews, I just recently got the Real Techniques Core Brush Collection. I bought it from Ulta, and it includes the buffing brush, the contour brush, the pointed foundation brush, and the detailer brush. I like all of the brushes in the set, but I do have my favorites, and I'll get into that. The pointed foundation brush, I don't usually use traditional foundation brushes to apply my foundation. I prefer more of a buffing kind of brush for that. But I did use the pointed foundation brush to apply my face primer, and I liked how it applied it. I liked the results, so I do like that. I wouldn't use it for regular foundation, but to apply my primer, it worked pretty well. The detailer brush is a nice small brush. It's got a bit of a point to it. This would be great for doing your inner corner or tear duct highlight, you know, doing any detail work around the eyes. I think it would also be really good as a lip brush as well, and I haven't tried it for that yet, but I'm going to. I think it would work well for that. Then there is the contour brush and the buffing brush. The contour brush, if you want a really, really precise contour, that will give it to you. You'll get that from that brush. It's very precise. I tend to like a bit more of a diffuse, blown-out contour. Still enough to give my cheeks some shape, but not too harsh. And I actually really like the buffing brush for that. It's really good for foundation as well. It's a good multitasking brush. I used it to apply my foundation, but I also really like it for contour. And I just get the slightest amount and I apply it, and then I use it also to buff it out so it's not harsh. And I really liked the results. So yeah. The contour brush is, since it's great for precise application, I used it to contour my jawline, and it worked really well for that. So yeah, I like all the brushes in the set, but my favorites are definitely the buffing brush and the contour brush, especially the buffing brush. Okay, that is pretty much it for today. Before I go, I just wanted to mention, I've been mentioning about starting a Ask Diva Shop series for my YouTube channel, and I've also been thinking I would have a segment for that on my podcast as well. If you want to participate in that, feel free to follow me on Twitter. It's twitter.com/divashop. And if you want to ask me a question for the Ask Diva Shop segment or series, just be sure to use the Ask Diva Shop hashtag. It's just hash symbol Ask Diva Shop, all ran together. And that way I'll see it. If you want to participate in that, please feel free to follow me on Twitter and use that hashtag. And as always, if you have any questions or comments that you would like to send me, feel free to send them to me at podcast@divashopblog.com. So, I hope you all have a great day, and thanks for listening. Bye.